Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and socius of the Chicago province. Coming to us today from Grand Rapids, Michigan, his preaching is entitled Baptized with the Holy Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. We remain in the Christmas season, and our text from the Gospel of John is for this Tuesday before Epiphany. We remain in the Christmas season, and during this time, our readings are focused significantly on the first letter of John and the Gospel of John. They kind of guide us through the Christmas season. And when we think of the first letter of John, we think of the emphasis on God as love, the statement made so clearly in that letter of John. And when we think of the gospel, among many things, we, of course, recall those words, "God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, not to condemn the world, but to save it." Well, in our gospel text today, we return to John the Baptist. Now, John was the, perhaps, symbolic person during the Advent season. John was there as the one who was to prepare the way of the Lord. Now, the Lord has come, and we celebrate the Lord's presence with us and among us. But in our text today, we also see another aspect of this Christmas season, of God's presence with us, of Emmanuel, of Christ born again among us. And that is what Christ brings with him, namely the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's very interesting to me that Jesus is primarily known as a preacher and teacher. So much of the content of the Gospels tells us he preached parables, the reign of God, he taught. We never see Jesus actually himself baptizing. Whereas John was known as one who baptized. The primary ritual we associate with him was baptism. He baptized widely, and Jesus came to him for baptism. And in our text today, John speaks about, on that occasion, how he saw the Spirit descend upon Jesus, and that's how he knew that he was the one to come for whom he had been preparing the way. And yet when John talks about his baptism, he says, "I baptized with water." He, namely Jesus, will baptize with the Holy Spirit. It is the distinguishing mark between John and Jesus, between John's baptism and Jesus' coming, and Jesus' baptism, the one which we receive. And that distinguishing mark, you could say, even between the Old Testament and the New Testament, is this gift of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the distinguishing mark is, of course, the incarnation, the birth of Christ. And yes, it is true, the Holy Spirit was already widely present in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, among the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah. But the Spirit is now envisioned as having come in a new, profound way. Even, John says here, on whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Clearly, in this Christmas season, we not only celebrate the coming of Christ, the incarnation of the Word, which is so clear in the prologue to the Gospel of John, the Word was God, the Word became flesh, but also we find in the Gospel of John this recognition of the gift that Jesus brings, that is given to us, with which we are baptized, and which I suspect we often might not fully appreciate. St. Paul, as well as St. John, have abundant references to the Holy Spirit. One classic one in the letter to the Romans is, God's love has been poured into us through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. This notion of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the one who comes and remains. And yes, we look forward to the coming of Christ again in the future, but when Christ leaves, ascends into heaven, what remains following Pentecost will be this gift of the Holy Spirit. So today, as we continue to rejoice during this great Christmas season, as it moves along towards our celebration of Epiphany, let us find a way today to become aware of this incredible gift, the power, the love, the power of love, the Holy Spirit, who's been given to each of us. And so it is now not I who live and move and breathe. Rather, it is the Holy Spirit who lives within us. It is not now simply I, my ego, that in some ways acts in the world. It is not I who loves, but the Holy Spirit who loves from within me. Indeed, we are now instruments, conscious, aware, rational, free instruments of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come alive during this Christmas season as we celebrate the birth of Christ, who came in many ways so that he might give us this gift. I am actually recording this preaching on New Year's Eve, after having just heard word of the death of Pope Benedict. And so let us also keep in mind in our prayer these days, with gratitude, the gifts that Pope Benedict has given to us in his writings, in his encyclicals, in his own humility when he chose to resign, in his fidelity to his call and mission in the life of the church. All of us human beings are fallible, but all of us have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, through whose power we can do incredible things. We can rise above the cynicism and the animosity, prejudices, and hatreds of our world. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can indeed love one another as God has loved us. May you have a blessed day as we continue to celebrate this joyful season. God be with you.